Friday, May 12th, and I'm at the First Parish Church in Milton, observing the Burgess Steeplejack Company working on the steeple, making repairs. This is Chris Burgess's company. There are three men working, and they're replacing the clapboard on the east side of the clock tower. And when they take a lunch break, we'll do an interview with them. Why don't you give me your names and then I'll start asking you questions.
I'm Chris Burgess.
Larry Crowley.
And Bill, who's...
Lordy.
Okay. How do you spell Lordy?
L-O-R-T-I-E.
Okay. We were at the church this morning in Milton, and it's an older church. Can you tell me, you were talking about what you see when you go into these older steeples, in terms of how they're built, that differs from how something might be built today?
Well, back then everything was mortise and tenon, post and beam, timber framing, and basically all the materials used were all native to this area. This particular steeple's oak and pine, all the timbers are, pine sheathing and everything else. But today they build them out of steel and things like that, you know, steel frame them.
So that the wood, why are you doing the work you're doing today? For somebody that wouldn't know, I mean, what's wrong with it?
What's happened is over the years, they no longer can just be painted. The clapboards that we're taking off on the clock decks are seeing their days. They can't be re-nailed anymore because they're so old and brittle and tired. There's so many nails in them now as it is. And it's time to do them again.
And there's rot, too.
And there's a lot of rot up there on the railings, on clock dials. There's rotted clock faces, clock dials. So you got to get rid of it.
Yeah. And, Bill, you were talking about when you're up in these old steeples, the uniqueness of the work. And you also mentioned something about that, too, about the skills they had. Mm-hmm. They didn't have all the modern tools that we have today. What do you see when you're up there that impresses you?
Everything, actually. Having viewed a lot of the different steeples and different types of constructions used, it was a building trade that was passed on father to son with their own ideas, their own expression in their woodwork. You see it not only in their framing techniques, but even in what we see is the final finish items, which made every church unique and different. You don't find two churches that are the same, and you didn't find two builders that thought the same. We're impressed because some of the stuff that they did without the technology that we have, they had overbuilt, understood wind stresses, you know, every dimensional problem as far as stress failures, and worked it into their thinking of how they designed and supported and braced things. This particular steeple that we're working on, it's a combination of white pine and white oak and red oak. The framing stuff, the boards they were very resourceful with, it's all wide pine boards that they utilized the full board. When they cut the board, rather than make them all like parallel, some of them, if you notice, are tapered because they didn't want to waste the wood, and then they put the taper the other direction. Even the sheathing that was put on, they beveled the edges so each board as they goes on overlaps, just like you might put your siding on.
Right.
In case there was any leaks down the road.
Explain what sheathing is.
Sheathing is the boards that you put on immediately over the framing stock. And what they've done, rather than just put square edges on, they tapered the edges so it acts as a watershed. So if, in fact, there was any problem, you know, to leaking behind the existing siding, in this case the clapboards, they had a double protection system. The way they set up the corner boards, they had put in battens in between the clapboards and the corner boards. And again, another backup system. For every system, there was a backup system. So, you know, their resourcefulness, their thought process. I know that I'm continually impressed and, you know, continue to learn a lot. My oldest boy, who's 24 now, he's been working on this job, just had his tonsils out. Yeah. He's an engineer, and, you know, a lot of times we run our engineering programs. If we're going to be introducing new beams into a steeple, what we have to do now to be up to code is make sure that it meets modern building requirements, you know. And, of course, with his engineering background, we can run things through the computer, and some of the stuff that we've double-checked on of existing things probably exceeded any building codes by 8, 10, or even 20 times.
Were they overbuilding?
Oh, they overbuilt for sure, yeah. They had the benefit of, you know, like our virgin forest, and, you know, took advantage of it, yeah.
And where do you get your wood today?
Most of the stuff that we use is either Douglas fir from the West Coast for framing stock. In situations where there's going to be any exposure, even to dampness, not direct rain, we will go to the pressure-treated stock, which is the southern yellow pine from down in Georgia and that area. A lot of our trim, we're not satisfied with what white pine used to be able to do because we don't have the virgin trees anymore. So we've had to be more resourceful. We've gone to mahoganies, cedars, and redwood. Expensive, but, you know, as you can see with everything that we're doing up there, getting up there is a huge part of the job. So Chris has made a point that if there's a better way, if there's a better material, that's what we're going to, you know, use. And, you know, we kind of follow through with that.
Yeah. It seems like what you just said about getting up there is a major part of the job. You're doing that with what, ladders?
It's called a swing stage that's up there now. Okay. Block and tackles.
And I asked you earlier about the knots. Are they similar to what's used in maritime work?
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. They're also, everything's similar to each other.
And as we talked about the comparison of working on a boat, how is it similar?
Well, just because she's getting hit by all four sides, all four seasons, and you got to keep them tight. If you don't keep them tight, they'll start rotting from the inside out. The main structure can start rotting out on them.
What's it like working way up high like that?
It's a pleasure. Nobody bothers you.
Except people like me.
Nobody bothers you. The view's unbelievable.
And you mentioned you have children. How would you feel about them following in this trade?
My son's been doing this with me since he was 7 years old. Yeah. I've got pictures in that book you were looking at, 7 years old on one of those water tanks. First time I brought him in a bosun's chair, he was 3 years old.
Yeah, my oldest was two.
Yeah? What's a bosun's chair?
It's a chair, it's a wooden board basically, with a rope harness around it, that we put the top block from our falls into. Right now we have our falls going to the bed ladder. Usually working up there we're either on swing stage, bosun's chair, which is a single person lift, Or we'll go to a cable or catenary stage, and, you know, it's called a chimney rig.
And that's what your father does?
Smokestacks, yes. Yeah.
Smokestacks. And now, when did you have a choice about going into this trade, or did you want to do it?
Did I want to do it? If I knew now what I knew then, I... No, it's... I mean, we were brought up with it ever since we were kids, so...
Right. How many generations does it go back in your family?
We're the third. Myself and brothers.
So it's you, your father, and your...
His father.
His father. Came from where?
England.
Did he work on... Who worked on the John Hancock?
He did. That was his last job.
He lost his life? What happened?
He fell down through some type of a shaft up there or something. Something broke.
Right. Is there any pride associated with carrying that on in your family?
I'm sure there is. You know, I mean, to us, it's just a job. It's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't make any sensationalism out of it or anything else. I mean, I'll be honest with you. This is the most we've spent with somebody in a long time talking about it. Because usually it turns into a complete disaster, and we're saying, we're not talking to anybody anymore.
Really? What do they get wrong?
they just sensationalize it so much.
Oh.
And it makes it sound corny.
Yeah.
That happens with the news people is they want to write it the way they think it should be or the way it looks best. And if I think at first you're kind of like impressed, they want to talk to you and everything. And then it's not like they intentionally distort it. They don't understand enough of the questions that they ask you, and they don't get it right. I mean, this was just a simple wound on me. I had done a steeple. It was over in Needham. And we had rebuilt everything on it, you know, rebuilt the urns, rebuilt, you know, Dedham. Yeah, done all this, you know, carpentry, and we had replicated everything, put it all back. And the paper came in. It was the ledger. And they knew the next day we were going to be painting it out. And you start at the top and you paint it out. So they came in, they took these photographs, and I was right on the front page of the ledger. Painter Cocker Bill Lordy.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And after that, I've been Sigmund Hurlin, Fred Fleet. Dave Edwards. I won't even like tell him who I am.
It's like when you came today, he says, what stage names are we using?
And I get it. But that's the newspaper business.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're coming from a better place.
The whole point of what folklorists are trying to do is to get a sense of the insider knowledge.
Right. Yep.
That's the only way you understand. It's like kids in college. You're trying to understand this world of work.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to be Angus MacLeod today.
Okay,
I
thought that's Scottish name. It sounds like there's a little bit of pride among steeplejacks. That's, I mean, if you're a carpenter, which you said you started out, right?
Yeah.
There is a little bit of an, and I don't mean this as a pun, but an elevated status to do this work, don't you? Yeah.
Literally.
Literally as well.
This isn't for everybody.
It's not. And so what does it take besides the obvious not having a fear of heights? What else does it take?
Comfortable with where you are. If you're not comfortable where you are, you don't belong there.
Yeah. Just like an actor on a stage, you got
to
be.
Larry came to work for me last October or September?
October.
Yeah. He wanted to try it. I haven't been able to shake him since.
Really?
He loves it.
Yeah. What do you love about it?
Working with me.
Working with Bill. It's a lot of the carpentry. I've been building houses for 20-something years, and it's everything's basically the same. And this here is a totally different type of carpentry, and I love it.
It's like everything's there, but in a much smaller space, right?
Tighter confinements, but I don't know. I enjoy putting the old things back together. Plus, the view's unbelievable. I love the views.
It is. So that's what you love about the job. And what is it that you really don't like? What's your least favorite thing about this work?
Climbing up them in the morning.
Toughest thing up there,
dealing with the weather.
Really? More so than the paperwork.
Oh yeah. When you gotta start fighting the weather to get a day's worth of work in, and you're fighting the weather all day long, it's no fun.
That's not. Yeah.
The other thing I don't like about it is when you walk into a project that needs a lot more than originally was thought of, and they won't let you fix it the way it should be fixed.
Right. Well, because this of finance. Sounds like it needs more than.
Oh, this one needs a lot of work, and they didn't realize just how bad it was because nobody goes up there.
Nobody goes up there, right? Then what do? You have to try to talk them into
Then you bring them up there. You show it to them. You take photographs. You price everything out. I mean, there's a.
Sometimes if it's bad enough, we cut it down and put it right in the ground so they can see what the problem is.
Really?
Yeah. I think the biggest hassle for me, and of course we have to surrender to modern techniques. It's a combination of proven old techniques and modern things we incorporate. You know, we do use a lot of steel and epoxies and stuff like that. Working up there, The wind's always going to be a problem, not just because it's blowing on you. It's when you're stripping things, it's all in your eyes, your mouth. When you're working with epoxies, you're in your chairs, you know, like it's not like everything can be organized and you got a bench in front of you. There's some environmental problems, you know, like you can't avoid when you're dealing with it. A lot of this stuff that's been in a steeple has been up there for 150 years. And you're talking about pigeon shit and dust and dirt and, you know, just a combination of a lot of things. And you start to pull it apart, and you're just going to wear it. Yeah, you don't have any choice. Yeah.
Wouldn't the paint have lead in it?
Absolutely.
So you're exposed to a lot of...
Yep.
No.
Print it.
They need to know.
They do need to know. I think what I like is when you're building a house, building a factory, you're looking at loads, live loads, dead loads, loads that are going to work with the forces of gravity. When you're building a tower on something, weight isn't the issue. It's wind shear. In other words, the download pressure happens when the wind blows this way. It forces the members on this side down, you know. And so you're working with wind shear, other elements. They wouldn't even really be a serious consideration in a house or a lower building or something like that. So you have to put your thinking cap on, you know, like when you're sizing out timbers, how deep into the bowels of the church they have to go so that it's down deep enough to be able to handle it. So there's other thought processes, and it's fun to work things out like that. We like doing the mathematics and playing games like that.
Yeah. And the ladders, and I'll let you go soon because I know you got to get back to work. Can you just describe, we were up on the balcony part, and then there's, I don't know the terms for all these things. What's the, go up from there?
A louver deck.
Louver deck.
Then you have a spire, which is a tall, pointy thing.
Okay, so there was a shingled spire. Yeah.
Right.
And then there's the thing on top of that that holds the weather vane.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to actually have to go... You have a ladder up to that point where it changes from wood to metal.
Right.
And then what are you going to do? You have to just describe that about carrying...
You got to bring up another ladder.
Okay.
Lash it to the steeple to go up past the top of the weather vane.
So you lash it to the steeple, but then the base of it sits on your previous ladder?
No.
Or what is it? I don't get how it stays up there.
If I've got to take the spire,
mm-hmm.
I put a line around it, fetch it up tight, how's the line going to drop because
okay.
the steeple flares? So I can lash it anywhere around there we want to.
I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And then you had to carry this heavy. You're going to...
Lower it down to the ground.
Yeah. And then you gold plate it.
Gold leaf it.
Gold leaf it. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Put it back up. And gold leaf is that real...
Real gold.
Yeah, and it's very flighty,
thin.
Right?
Very
so,
thin.
So you have to do that where you're out of the wind. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you know other steeplejacks?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have, like, camaraderie with
them?
No. Competition.
You don't want to get two or three steeplejack companies in the same bar room.
Why? What happens?
It would be ugly.
Why?
We're not the friendliest bunch to each other. There's one company who I deal with.
Is that because of competition? Or
that and... There's a lot to it. It's not like plumbers and carpenters and electricians can all have coffee together.
No, I wonder. It's not.
No.
Why?
No. It's just the way we are.
Okay.
Just the way we are.
Well, can I buy you all coffee?
No, I'm
to take back?
I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for letting me impose on your work day.
That's okay.
You're welcome. She's just going out straight. She's after the shot.